This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
And we got Bob Pompiani on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. What do you want to start with, Bob? The Jonnu Smith rumor or this horrible story that we just told you about from The Sun in England?
No, I think I'll pass on that one. Just because, first of all, I'd be very guilty of that sort of stuff as well. As you get older, that sort of thing creeps more into your game, which I don't like.
Into your game?
Did you know that our boss, Craig Riley, is still not...
Never broken
farted
wind.
In front of his wife?
Not once.
Not once?
No.
There should be a comfort period there. You know, you don't do it for a while. But then after so many years, I mean, come on now.
I'm with you, man.
That goes both ways.
Bob, I'm to the point now where if I fart in front of Alex, she might say, like, God bless you as, like, a joke.
Chris, how long have they been together?
Craig and his lovely wife, Rachel, who he's never farted in front of, have been together for something like 15 years almost.
You're telling me in a decade and a half there's never an upset stomach situation
no,
or just slips out?
I guarantee you there have been some silencers that she's not aware of.
I think you're right.
But what's he doing, like furiously like fanning a pillow
he's
away
blaming
from him?
The kids. He's blaming whatever
they do
pets
have a
they
dog.
Have.
They have a dog.
Yep, he's going the dog route.
Oh.
Do you ever blame it on somebody else? I never do. I take full responsibility when I do it.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it's me, unless it's, like, truly offensive to the nostrils, Bob,
I think it
I just
depends.
Say it's
like,
me.
If it happened in a busy elevator or something like that, I wouldn't want to take credit for
oh,
it,
Oh, yeah,
Bob.
If I was in an elevator with Pony and I knew I farted, I'd immediately blame
well,
him.
Well, if it was just you and me, yeah, well, I guess in this situation. Yeah,
no, if there's
okay,
other people
I get
there,
it now,
I'm like,
I get
Pony,
it,
for
I get
the
it.
Love of God.
I get it. Bob, what do you make of this Jonnu Smith story? Adam Schefter saying that the Steelers and Dolphins are working on a trade and it would bring another tight end to the Steelers.
Well, this is the first I've heard of it. I just got off the golf course, and Mosey knows this. He played yesterday where I did in a torrential rainfall all day long, and today we got up and played again, so we're kind of out of it a little bit. But
did you get rained on today, or did you get good weather, unlike me?
No, it was mostly decent today, but yesterday, you know how that was. That's impossible to play like that. But
so wait, you were out there yesterday? What were we,
junior achievement?
What were we, ships passing in the night in the afternoon?
Well, I got out there late. I had a meeting in the morning. And I
saw your brother out there, and I said we exchanged pleasantries in the pro shop.
Yep, so I got out late, but I got on there just in time to start, and it was just a fog of a day. Man, it was unbelievable. Anyway, as far as Jonnu Smith, and that I know that Arthur Smith has history with him because it goes all the way back to when he was with Tennessee, I think. And he's been a productive guy. Now, I don't know the genesis of why this is going on here. Is he at the end of a deal or something? So you could fill me in because, again, I've been out of the loop a little bit.
He's got one. He's got a year left on his deal. He's making less than $5 million. He had a career year there with 8 touchdowns and almost 900 yards. So he wants a new contract. So the Dolphins are shopping him.
Well, they
now
had to use him though. Didn't they use him because of all these other guys getting injured? He was a primary weapon.
They used
weapon
him
for
because Tua got injured and their quarterbacks couldn't get the ball to a wide receiver, so they got it to him instead. Is what happened there.
Oh, I wonder what that means here. Then I mean, why would you want? See, I thought Freiermuth at $12 million a year, whatever he got, that he's the main man there. You have Darnell Washington. You have guys they brought in before. I mean, that doesn't seem like something I would be thinking about unless there's an ulterior motive. I mean, I know Smith likes guys like that for sure, and that's part of his game plan. But is it part of the larger scheme here with you-know-who, not sure what he's going to do?
So that's what we kind of brought up, Bob, is either you're building this offense for Arthur Smith and you're saying – we don't care about Aaron Rodgers, or we think Aaron Rodgers isn't coming here, and so we're building it really in Smith's image and likeness if we try to trade for this guy. Or you're just trying to make this move, and then Aaron Rodgers is going to come and blow it up anyway, and we looked it up. He's not a guy who throws to the tight end a lot. He never has been.
Yeah, well, I'll say this. I don't know what he makes, but I know that he's been productive enough that I understand why people would be interested, but I just don't think it's the right fit for the Steelers. I still would be looking for a wide receiver number two, and there's still plenty of guys out there, I think, who haven't signed who would kind of fit that role more so than another tight end.
Bob,
so,
think about this. Is the coach going to let the quarterback throw to the middle of the field this season? Because if he's not, what's the point of bringing in another tight end? They don't use that area of the field at all.
Well, that's why, going back to the Pickens, I felt after the draft and he wasn't traded that they would be utilizing both Metcalf and Pickens deep to create things for the middle of the field for whomever would be their quarterback, but that didn't happen. So I still think their number one priority in offense is coming up with another receiver who can be that guy. If not, it may be, and last year kind of went that way where Freiermuth absorbed some of those responsibilities, and maybe Jonnu Smith would be that as well. But I don't know if I endorse this or not at this point.
Bob, I have a couple of rapid-fire questions that have been submitted by some listeners. Are you game for it?
Sure, let's go. But first, let me ask Chris, what did you shoot yesterday? Because I found it ridiculous to try to score.
So I technically shot a 96, Bob, but you'll laugh at this. The Gin app, because I posted it. I hit cups. You know, I finished out. Only let me post a 93. Do you want to know why? On the little temporary hole there, which is a very nice temporary, short, fun par 3.
70-something yards,
I took an 8.
Oh, no. They threw it out. That's good for you.
They tossed it out for the scoring, and then 2 holes later on the par 3 over water, I skipped it onto the green from the water and had a green in regulation and a 25-footer that I promptly 3-putted. But I did hit the ball in the water only to watch it skip up and out and onto the green.
It takes a special talent to do that, I'll tell you
that. A
lot
of power, a lot of club head speed to do that, Bob.
Bob, what is your favorite meal that Lisa makes on a routine basis?
It's called Cheesy Quick Chick. It's like a chicken parmesan dish that she does. Oh, it's terrific. And I hope she has it more than we do because it's so good. And when we have people over, that normally is her go-to.
I think that's awesome that it's a dish that she has made completely kind of originally.
And it has
and
a
it's
nickname.
Got its own nickname. I think that's great.
Yeah.
Last time Bob Papiani was moved to tears in a good way.
I cry a lot. I cry. Last night I cried. I mean, I'll be honest, I cry at everything, you know.
Come on, Pony, you had to know this.
What had you moved to tears last night? Chris's performance on the
sports
call?
Well, just a conversation I was having with someone who's had a very difficult time of late, and it just, it's enhanced.
Well,
with
he said moved to tears in a good way.
I said in a good way.
Tears of happiness.
Yes, tears of joy.
Oh, happiness.
Yeah, not just moved to tears, tears of happiness.
Tears of happiness. Well, I've, at both of my daughter's weddings, I mean, you know, I had to give a father of the bride speech and I started fine and there
did
were
they
good
both
speeches,
pick
I
different
thought,
songs for the dad for the father-daughter dance or do they have the same one?
No, different songs and Selena and I we actually went through lessons. We had
I remember that
she wanted to do something different, so we had a bunch of different, it was like a medley of things of, I don't know what they call it. It's not medley, it's not the right word today, but a mix of a whole bunch of different things, and it was good. We practiced for a good long time, and I think we pulled it off.
Bob, my 9th wedding anniversary was yesterday.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I was going to ask you here for tips for the next 9, 9, 9, 35, 36, whatever years, but my mom and I, for the son and mother dance, I was like, I don't want to do anything sappy. We put on CCR's Down on the Corner and just cut it up.
Oh, I remember that.
That's a nice one. I like that. And yeah, you got to do whatever makes her happy, whatever, you know. I was game for anything. I like to dance, you know, so it doesn't matter.
What is your best tip for marital bliss for me as I get ready for, you know, to go for year 10 and then well beyond?
Robust sex life.
Well, I can only speak for us. You know, we've been married for 38 years, and Lisa and I have, we're pretty independent people. I respect what she does. She respects what I do. So we never really had any kind of issues there. I made it clear at the beginning. I said, I don't do anything except talk. If you're okay with that, sign on the dotted line, because, and she's been great. She's become a very good handy person around the house, and I don't do any of it. It was very much on my mind at the very beginning of the relationship. So no surprises there.
Last movie Bob Pompeiani watched.
Oh my goodness! In a theater?
No.
Oh, just period. Can't be a repeat viewing. Like first time you've seen it.
Well, I'm a big Godfather series. I did not see the last Godfather, and I did recently. That would be probably the one, and that's been a while. I haven't really. Well, I watch a lot of series. I'm not very much into movies these days.
What TV show are you watching right now?
Well, I've gone back. I didn't complete Breaking Bad, mm-hmm. and I did recently, and I love that. That first few episodes, I wasn't really involved in. I thought I was going to not watch the rest of it.
Yeah.
The deeper I got into it, the better it got, and now I finally finished it. I thought it was one of the best I ever see. Oh. Also, The Ozarks, I thought was really good, too.
I thought when Pony asked, like, what series are you watching, you were just going to deadpan hit him with, you know, the Western Conference
Pacers
Finals, the
Knicks.
Eastern Conference Finals.
Well, that too. I mean, I do that all the time. I love that stuff. But
Will Pompeiani be at Jelly Roll / Post Malone tonight?
Unfortunately, no. We saw Jelly Roll when he was here in November, I think it was. My wife loves that stuff, and we just don't. We will be at the George Strait concert on Saturday night along with Chris Stapleton. I'm a big Chris Stapleton.
Oh, that sounds like a really good one. Where's that at?
That one.
Is that at the stadium?
That's at Acrisure Stadium. Well, yeah.
Send out some videos of that, Bob, if you
will. I will. There's no question. I can just gotta. Sometimes I get lost in all the minutiae of how to edit it all, so I'll figure that out.
Man. Have fun, Bob. We'll talk again soon.
Gentlemen, it's always a pleasure. And Chris, we got to keep on plugging on this game. It's a tough game.
I know. Tell Joe Starkey that. I don't even want to talk about what's going on with me and putting right now, Bob. You'll see it eventually and you'll be scared.
See you, Bob.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.